and welcome to My Songs Suck, the show where we listen to bad songs from good writers. I'm Alex Smith, and I'm a musician.
I'm James Keogh, and I'm the friend of a musician. Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of season 2 of My Songs Suck.
It's good to be here.
I'm Alex Smith.
I'm James Keogh.
And nice.
And good intro. Good.
Well, I just remembered I had that thought in my head when it was like, you always introduce yourself after you've already introduced yourself theme tune.
I had this whole thing. I should address this because I went on to Musicals Taught Me Everything, show on the network, and I got introduced. I introduced myself with my full name.
Yeah.
And I sort of had this moment of like, I never say my full name. It's weird to say my full name.
Middle name?
No. Just James Keogh. Like I said it in the podcast. I was like, it feels weird to say my full name. I always say my full name. Like,
you do.
On this one, I think I say it on Unfeatured.
I've noticed it's part of a thing of hanging out with the Good Time Boys.
Yeah.
We all just say each other's full name.
Yeah. And we all say your man, Alex Smith.
That's true.
That's what we say when you come in the room.
We laugh, but the brand works.
Yeah, it does.
You know, every
it
time
really
someone
does.
Says your man, Alex Smith, I grow a little bit stronger. how do we... How do we feel about this song?
Well, this song, you mentioned your man Alex Smith. I think for this song, we should call you MC Alex Smith because
fuck you.
This one's a bit of a rap one, isn't it?
It is a bit of a rap one. I certainly didn't go all in. That's for sure.
You know, you went a lot in. I wouldn't say you went all in. You went a fair bit
in. I went more in than not in.
Yeah, oh, very much so.
I would have to, if this were a pool, I would have to get a towel.
You've not just dipped your toes. You've dipped at least up to like the knee in rap.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I will say that this song isn't too foreign to me because I used to have it on my iPod for a few years before my ex made me delete all of them.
Whoa. Do you want to tell that story at all?
She was just like, I don't like that you have songs about other women. And I was like, fair. Can I keep this one? She's like, no, all of them. And I was like, okay.
Is this song about other women?
No, but I had just like all my old music.
Sure.
And I was like, it's like memories of the past.
Right. But a lot of, about 80% of the tracks.
A lot of them are pretty gross.
Yeah.
So fair.
That's why we have a podcast, baby.
Fair point. Yeah.
If they weren't gross, we wouldn't have a podcast.
It's true. I do worry when the songs kind of plateau in terms of shittiness and it's just like, oh, do you listen to My Song Suck? It's like, yeah, well, the songs started to be not so bad anymore. Mm. So like they weren't good, but you know, like season 5, they're just like,
I liked them before they changed their names to My Songs Are Mediocre.
Yeah.
My songs go all right.
My songs are palatable.
Yeah.
My songs are lacking that pizzazz. You know?
Yeah. Well, why don't we just take a listen? Why don't we just dive on in? We've got the water up to the knee. Why don't we just take a dive? Is there anything you want to kind of preface this song
I
with?
I was thinking. I felt like I had something I wanted to say before I think this
wrap it if you could.
No, I refuse.
Okay.
I think it's probably just better to just jump in.
Let's.
Have you ever heard of chronic depression? I think I'll use this session to admit a little confession, to inform you of my gradual progression, that is a simple regression, deep into the open arms of a natural obsession. But I ask you to excuse my discretion in this jam session, well, rap session, but this level of expression and sharing my feelings can bestow upon my listeners an unexplained sense of aggression. To me in mind, so if it's fine, I'll take my time busting this rhyme. Sorry about that corny line, but this is my first time. I'm sick of feeling down, sick of this life, it's button down. Just take a freaking look around at this good for nothing town. But the most exciting place in it being a karaoke place with the songs in Korean. I'm sick of feeling down, sick of this life, it's bogged down. Just take a freaking look around at this good for nothing town. And it's not that I'm a bad guy, I always used to think I was everybody's white knight. Turns out I'm just a wise guy, self-deprecating small fry. I'm still dominated by these visions from my past that everyone has left behind. If I could get an MRI, if you could see in my mind's eye the monster that within me hides, goddamn. time you call the FBI. Till then, I guess I'll have to try to cut the damn water supply. Say my prayers, try to get by until some decent help arrives. I'm sick of feeling down, sick of this life, it's button down. Just take a freaking look around at this good for nothing town. But the most exciting place in it being a karaoke place with the songs in Korean. I'm sick of feeling down, sick of this life, it's bogged down. Just take a freaking look around at this good for nothing town. That's all you need to know. I hope that you enjoy the show, but take this in before you go. Got a problem? Let it go. The pulse can get you, I would know. It takes my pain, makes it grow, even decides where I go. Hell, I'm like this puppet show. And this is all cliche, I know. It's bitchy, whiny, even so. This torture is my status quo, but I've only got months to go. And no amount of taekwondo, crappy paintings by Van Gogh, flips up to the picture share, can change what I intensely know. Life will pick up when I go, or I don't know myself head to toe. One last thing before I go. This is Alex, plus typo. I'm sick of feeling down, sick of this life, it's button down. Just take a freaking look around at this good for nothing town. But the most exciting place in it being a karaoke place with the songs in Korean. I'm sick of feeling down, sick of this life, it's bogged down. Just take a freaking look around at this good for nothing town. I'm sick of feeling down. I'm sick of feeling down.
And there it was.
Hey. That was 99% good, I feel.
You do feel. No, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Having listened to it a few times, like you kind of have to get past the rap elements of it, I feel, at least on my first listening.
You're not going to enjoy my extended music career then, James Keogh.
Yes. I'm so happy to hear that you kind of stayed in the rap game.
Man, I'm going to say it, yeah, as every person who raps does.
Yeah, do it, white boy.
I'm pretty all right. Not now, but I get pretty all right. But then I bail because I'm just like, I shouldn't be rapping.
I'm so too good at rapping.
I'm going to ruin it for everyone
else.
I've
beat the game.
I mean, what's the point,
yeah,
if YMS is in the game? Why do we have a rap
Why
anymore?
Do we do this? No, I would actually agree. I like the chorus.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do like the flow of the raps.
Yeah.
You sound very British in the raps.
Yeah.
As you have in your spoken stuff previously, like Man in Black.
Yeah, yeah. This is this is the last year of high school, I figured out. So yeah, I was still pretty British.
Yep.
And I sing very American, but in here I would have been, yeah, like speaking with my accent. Because if you'd heard me speak at the time, I would have spoken a little bit more like this because I was fresh from England.
Cute.
Yeah.
Ah, that's so cute.
Or if I had stayed in Dorset and Devon, I would have kept this accent. Very sexy. Hello. Tractors. Thank fuck I moved. To be honest. Jesus.
Oh, is it an insult to say it suits you? Like that accent,
yes,
suits your look? Well, then I won't say it.
Thank you. I'm half Scottish, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
And not like that shit kind of I'm half something. Like my entire mum's side of the family is Scottish.
Nice.
So like down the middle.
Yeah.
Left half of me, all Scottish.
Half of your blood is Scottish.
Half of it. And it all pools in my feet.
Oh boy. Have you ever heard of this little thing, chronic depression?
Yeah, wow, what an intro, huh? Yeah. Just really throws you right in.
Right off the bat.
I did have a moment, I felt like I was watching Forrest Gump. And you know the moment where he's asking about his son and he's like, is he like me? And you're like, oh, Forrest knows about, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, he's getting a bit, young Alex kind of knows where he's at.
Sure.
I was also thinking about Bart's like son.
Yeah.
Where he talks about like, your opinions, your minions, your cold hearted deeds, you're further along than me. And that's him saying that like, oh, the way you think and the things you do make you a bad person.
Mm.
And I was like, that's surprisingly turned on for you, young Alex.
Yeah. I was, while we're on the subject of that, I think this song is the most like you and most sort of having the opinions that you have currently of yourself and of the, like, in particular, there's this whole, what was it? I wrote it down.
Good content.
No, I didn't.
Good content.
I didn't write it down.
You didn't even write it down.
Oh, it's the White Knight one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
That was before I knew that White Knight was a thing that you say.
Oh, really? So you weren't woke, you just sort of...
Well,
you were pre-woke. You didn't even know.
You know when someone's just like, oh, you know, you're being like a White Knight.
Yeah.
You know, writing and blah, blah, blah. That was before I knew that that was a thing that is bad to be.
Ah, right.
I mean, I guess like trying to help people is not bad.
But people
don't say you're a White Knight in a good way.
Sure, exactly.
For me to refer to myself as one, you know?
Well, no, it's saying you were like, I always used to think I was everyone's White Knight.
Yeah.
So it's like you being like, yeah, I used to think that I was some grandiose guy who could come in and fix everything.
True.
Turns out I'm just a wise guy, self-deprecating small fry. I'm still dominated by these visions from my past that everyone has left behind.
Which is 100% just all the... dream girl.
Yeah.
That guy, all that stuff. And I'm just like, oh, you know, everyone else has moved on, but I'm still thinking about this shit that went down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know. It's like, it's been 10 years and I can't quite place where I stand on it from this song.
In terms of what?
I guess just like my attitude towards it. It's like the things you're saying can be interpreted as like, you know,
self-awareness.
Yeah, you're self-aware, you're growing, you're changing.
Sure.
But I could be giving credit where it's not due.
I think when you specifically like mention that you're, you know, self-deprecating and this person who used to think they could fix everything, but they're just a wise guy, you couldn't really interpret that. Wait, when you say wise guy in the song.
Not as in like a knowledgeable fellow.
Okay, good. You're just a wise guy.
No, the reason I laughed was because I was just like, oh, do I still do that? Shit.
Nah, you couldn't step in and fix yourself.
Oh, fuck. The dunks. I didn't know I was interviewing bloody Michael Jordan from Space Jam over here.
Oh, boy. Earlier before when I was like trying to find the line, the reason that I couldn't find it off the bat is because there are a lot of lyrics here.
Yeah, this a rap.
Is yeah, it is a it's like a long. It's not. That's the thing is like you've had longer songs than this.
Yeah,
that have not contained as many that have had less like verses and chorus.
Like musically longer, but lyrically sparse.
This one I think is the right pace for how much stuff is in it.
Okay,
because how long is it? Like 3 minutes.
I think it's like 4 minutes. Yeah, four and a half.
And it like you mentioned with older songs that like you get bored of it very easily because you can see what's coming. With here, I think probably given the nature that it's like a rap and you just kind of have lyrics flying past, you don't know what to expect.
As much as I hate it, I like rap really suits the way I write and it suits the way it goes. The focus with my music is lyrical content. It's always been lyrics.
Yeah.
I'm not great at writing music. I remember I even spoke to Bendik Braxton Smith, my good friend, name drop. And he was like, yeah, if you want to go, this was like a few years ago, probably like 9 years ago. I'm so fucking old. Who knows when things were anymore. But he was like, I think you should go, to a hip hop producer because music is not the focus of your music. You tend to lay down a groove and then you just like sing over it,
because, sure,
which was at the time accurate. And now I'm trying to make it a bit better. But like I'm all about the lyrics and it's so easy to write good rap, I've found.
Huh.
I find it very hard to write music lyrics.
Like prose, that is.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Whereas with rap, there's like a slight looseness to it.
Yeah. Where there's an ebb and a flow that you can just sort of, and it's not necessarily like A, B, A, B.
Mm.
You can have rhymes that rhyme with themselves in different lines, you know, and not necessarily have it be like dum da dum da dum da rhyme, dum da dum da dum da rhyme. It can be, you know, it can have a flow and it sounds cool when, you know, you have dum da dum and rhyme, 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 rhyme.
There's a song coming up, I think, on the next album, and it's about my time on the X Factor. And there's a rhyme that I like, and it's like slapping enough back to open up their own massage parlor.
That's cool.
Or something.
That is a cool line. I think like it's what one of the reasons rap suits you is because you're very clever with metaphor.
Thank you.
And with simile. Mm. In such a way that is kind of quite natural about you, where we'll be having a conversation and it's like, you know, call me Michael Jordan from Space Jam because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that is inherent in a lot of rap is just kind of clever play on words and stuff like that.
No, I love it. I just wish I could write rap.
Yeah, I feel as though in this day and age, it's kind of there's a thing of like anyone can do anyone. There's an attitude of anyone can do anything rather. In the way that like...
The upsetting sequel to Ratatouille. Anyway. It used to be about cooking linguine. Now you're just trying to like date and fuck everybody.
You idiot. You made me forget where I was going with this.
Yes.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah. Because like, you know, Post Malone is not the kind of guy who you'd look at and be like, that guy is a hip hop artist.
I mean, I still feel that when I look at Post Malone.
Sure. No, exactly. I mean, what, when you listen to his lyrics or?
Nah, I think I just wanted to dunk with no real substance.
Whoa.
I only know Sunflower from Spider-Man.
Sunflower is
and
very
I love
good.
That song. Yeah. So touche, Post Malone.
Post Malone.
You got me.
He's coming on the show. He's in next week.
Fuck.
Yeah, you should.
Sorry, I dunked on your post.
The town, the titular good-for-nothing town.
Yes.
Is that Brisbane?
It is Brisbane.
Okay.
I liked how I was listening. I was like, this is just a song kind of dunking on Brisbane.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we dunking on Brisbane?
Well, so if you check out the lyrics.
I will.
Which is what we do. This song is dripping with pain and sadness.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sick of feeling down. So like, it starts by saying, have you ever heard of chronic depression?
Sure.
So it's like, I'm sad.
Off to a good foot.
I'm depressed. I'm sick of this life. Concerning thing to hear.
Yes.
From someone who's just said, I'm chronically depressed.
Yes.
It's button down. Rhymed down with down.
Bad, that's how you know he's depressed.
That's how you know he's depressed. Can't even think straight.
You also say, I've only got months to go.
Oh, yeah. So that was leaving high school.
Great.
Yeah. I can understand how you might read it that way. No, I didn't mean that. But then, so it's all about how sad I am.
I'm sorry.
What?
But the fact that you wrote it and just thought, yeah, people are going to know. Yeah, people are going to understand that I mean... I've only got months to go.
When
I'm talking
school.
About chronic depression and like wanting to be, you know, not of this world anymore.
Did I strike you as a particularly socially knowledgeable young man in high school? Oh man.
Go on.
It took me 10 years and you explaining it to me for me to realize that's how it could be read. That's how bad I am at this stuff. Yeah. So I'm talking about, I'm very, very sad, very, very sad. Just take a look around at how shitty Brisbane is. And then I just dunk on Brisbane. It was like, this good for nothing town, fucking, and the only exciting place in it is that there's a karaoke place with the songs
karaoke?
In Korean.
Wow.
I was referring to Music City,
cool.
by the way. Have you ever been to Music City?
I've not.
Oh, it's great.
Let's go
It's
sometime.
The most exciting place in Brisbane, apparently.
It's the only good thing we've got about this place.
I want to leave a review.
Yeah.
A 5-star review. Young Alex, the most exciting place in Brisbane.
Where can we... Let's give this place a plug. Whereabouts is it?
Do you know where King George
Square?
Yeah. You know where the bus stop is?
Yeah.
It is, to my knowledge, it's just like to the right of it.
Sick.
But that might be a young man's knowledge that's incorrect,
sure.
clouded like by memories.
The city is just the same street over and over again. So everything's just around,
yeah.
just generally in the same
Scooby-Doo
spot.
Style.
Yeah.
It's definitely around the King George bus stop.
Go
to my knowledge, it's on that street right next to Officeworks, I think.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know the one.
We should go. It'd be cute.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And we'll take a photo and put it on the Insta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to do good notes, bad notes?
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want good, bad, or just trivia?
Let's grab the good. We've been talking about, you know, you say it's 99% good. So let's talk about that.
There's a subtle harmony throughout the entire song.
There is.
I think is a bit interesting.
Yeah, especially because you're harmonizing with the rap at the start. It's you've got the rap where you're just saying everything, but then you can also hear in the background, if this was a song, this is how it would go.
Yeah. I really wanted to do like choral rap and I wanted to work up to it. So like you have like the whole choir rapping as like a backing singing thing.
That'd be sick.
I got to that age when I was like, oh, I can't rap. I shouldn't rap. So I didn't rap. But that's definitely where I would have gone.
Yeah.
There was a Kurt Hugo Schneider, if you've ever heard of that YouTuber.
No.
He had a wonderful cover of Only Just a Dream. And it was like a musical cover. Very, very good. Very influential.
And what, that was choral rap sort of thing?
No, it wasn't choral rap, but the original song is just a straight rap. And then they sing it as like this really nice
duet. I like that.
Yeah.
I like when that's done where it's, and a musical interpretation of a spoken word thing. And I feel like, as you were saying, that's probably where you would have gone. That is very sort of in the musical theater vein that you sort of have as part of your voice, as your musical voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the production... this whole album just suddenly a lot better than the first one.
I was going to say, especially with the guitar solo.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's another thing. I forgot to say on the last episode.
Yeah.
So all the other guitars were MIDI guitars.
Yes.
But for this album, I used the built-in mic on the computer and I recorded me playing the acoustic cause I didn't have an interface. Mm. And then there's like built-in presets in the computer. Mm. So I was just playing the acoustic guitar and then like put distortion on it.
Cool.
So the bass is the acoustic guitar pitched down an octave with an effect on it. And the guitar is me actually playing for once.
I could tell that it was real.
Yeah. You can tell, right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. The guitar solo, I think.
Smidge too long.
A little bit. It was also like a bit lower than I thought it should be. I don't know. It's just kind of this very low. I don't know. At the start of it, I was like, oh, this isn't where I expected the guitar to pick up.
Oh, no, you know what that is? It's because for the longest time, and I probably still do if I ever do pick up the guitar, I have it in my mind that you should start low for the first half of the guitar solo.
Oh, and then build up. And then the end,
you crank it up to the high bit so that when you do go high, it's more cool.
More impactful.
Yeah. Yeah. And also it started the trend of... whenever I cut to a guitar solo in a song, and also like if I had guitar doing stuff in the background of a song, it'd be at a certain setting. And then as soon as I got to the solo, I would turn up the reverb and I'd turn up the echo.
Okay.
To make it sound like it was in an arena.
Sure.
Every single time, every single song. And then I'd like turn it back down for the rest of the song. But I liked those big arena guitar solos.
Yeah, fair enough.
It sounds cool.
It does sound cool.
I'm quite impressed with the guitar solo. Because I'm not really a lead guitarist.
No, yeah, like you usually just do chords and et cetera.
I'm a strummy boy.
There you go.
This song makes me mad because I'm like, if I had been practicing once a month for 10 years, how good would I be now?
Yeah. Stairway every day.
Yeah. I'm 26, so if you're young listening to this, listen to my regret.
Best time to
practice your instrument.
Exactly.
You'll only get better. Pretty decent chorus for once.
Yes, I would agree. It's catchy. I want to know, before I say what I think your influences are, I want to know what your influences are.
This one. Eminem.
Yep.
Very strongly. Mm-hmm. Which is always odd because people are like, oh, this sounds just like Eminem. But I never really listened to other rap. So I was just like, this is just what rap sounds like.
This is how rap goes.
Yeah.
It's how rap do.
I feel like you're going to say Hilltop Hoods.
No.
And I say that because A, I did listen to Hilltop Hoods.
Yeah.
And B, because this is the bass line and through extension the chords for Nosebleed Section.
Oh, okay.
Another banger.
There you go. I'll have to listen back through and pluck that out. the one I was going to say, at least for the chorus,
yeah,
is a bit of Nickelback.
But we know that's an influence.
I know. It's just this one was very, it seemed very heavily the.
Yeah, I could see that. The kind of the note bending.
Yeah.
I'm sick of feeling down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see Chad Kroeger saying that. If we remake this song, I'll try and do a Chad Kroeger style chorus.
Yes, please. I do want this to be remade, honestly. I think that, one, I want to see you rap again.
Oh, dude.
I want this to be your return to the rap game.
I hate that every rapper, every shitty white SoundCloud rapper says they're a good rapper. But I genuinely think I'm okay, though. I think I'm okay, though.
If you did...
I want to be proud of something I think I'm good at, but I know that everyone says they
are. Yeah, but everyone's wrong. You're right.
This is the 2019... thing. Like in 2030, me talking about this is gonna be what we're cringing about in the future.
I'm good at rapping.
Yeah, it's like, so yeah.
Storm.
I got work about how much of a gross nice guy I was, but as you can see in the past, I was convinced I was a good rapper, unfortunately. I really clung to that and I wouldn't let it go.
I need to know if you did remake this, right?
Yeah.
Or release any sort of rap stuff now, how British would it be? Or would you be more Australian rap, sort of more Hilltop Hoods kind of way?
See, that's something that I was struggling with and never found a solution for because I didn't continue with it.
Yep.
When I write rap, I write it American.
Sure. But so you're imagining Eminem in your head.
Yeah. But when I do rap, I feel like people will think like, oh, this is gross. He's doing it in American, which for some reason I think people will draw the line with.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got to do it Australian. So I do it Australian, but I want to be doing it American and like, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Australian rap now with like what, Bliss and Esso and Hilltop Hoods, etc. Like it's a whole genre and has a certain sound to it. Yeah.
There's just like a different ferocity to it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like a lot of Australian rap I find is, it's either very, very chill.
Yeah.
Or very like,
and I'm doing the thing and I'm going to the store.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, that's actually a clip from Bliss and Esso that we got in. Thank you to Bliss and Esso for sending that through.
Thank you for that.
I appreciate it.
Thank you to Bliss and also
Esso. You had a thing you were going to bring up.
There's a lot of subtle production stuff that I haven't been picking up on. In songs these, in general.
Yeah.
But one thing I did pick up on is that this chorus has, this song has two bass lines. And in the verses, there is the hook bass line, which I think is a bit good for young Alex. Cause I used to just do like the root note, you know, but, for this one, I have like a bit of a groove to it. And it's like the dum, 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 da, da, dum, boom, doom, doo, doo, doom, like that kind of bass line.
Yeah.
And then when the chorus rolls in, that bass line continues, but underneath it, there's a dum, 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 dum. And then they kind of lock in together to create a kind of cool thing.
Yeah. And underneath that is the Seinfeld theme. And that's underneath all of them. If you go if you check, there's always the Seinfeld theme.
Not even quiet either.
Sometimes some of your songs are just the theme to Seinfeld. It's
I'm surprised
weird.
That Jerry hasn't got me on the horn. Emma and bam, bang, 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 bang.
You have a line, there are a few, and this is a segment from last time, which is just, why is this line here? Why are this particular wording? One of them, button down.
Yeah.
Okay. Does this mean like jacket down?
Oh.
Button.
Well, I was under the impression, and I didn't look, I was going to look it up because I was like, did I use this phrase correctly? Mm. But I'm under the impression that a button down life is like a small, you know, not too dense to like, am I wrong with this saying?
Well,
like,
I've got some Googling.
Oh, Jesus.
To do.
Am I Shakespearing it unintentionally, creating phrases?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Button down.
A cursory Goog.
Button ups versus button down shirts.
Button down life.
What's the difference?
Button down life. Wow.
Not a
wow.
thing.
Wow. Wow.
I mean,
what the fuck am I talking about? Button down. Oh, Jesus.
Is this like a.
Oh,
is
my
this
God. Oh, wait.
Great
okay.
podcasting. Or is this like a Berenstain Bears sort of thing? Is this a Mandela effect where you like grew up in a world where there was button down?
Adjective: conservative, unimaginatively conventional or old fashioned as of a person's clothing, attitude, behavior, or beliefs, primarily heard in US, South Africa. He spent his entire adult life as a button down clerk. So when he turned 65, he decided it was time for adventure.
Well, hey, would you look at that?
Yeah. Presumably they mean the kind of person who would wear button down clothing.
Sure. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. I think I have not used that phrase correctly. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Well, I'm glad that it exists. That's all I
want. Yeah, right. From all the time you spent in South Africa or wherever it was.
Or the US.
Or the US. You're right.
fuck.
You also say, yeah, you mentioned you're cutting the water supply. Like, I get that that's probably like a metaphor, but yeah. For what?
Well, that's when I'm talking about I do a little bit of Yoda singing in this one. The monster that within me hides.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Classic.
So this is cutting the water supply to that said monster.
Yes.
And if you'd call the FBI if you knew about that monster.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the monster that within me hides, goddamn, you'd call the FBI. Till then, I guess I'll have to try and cut the damn water supply. Yeah. So, like,
okay, that makes sense.
Stop feeding
the monster.
Yeah, there's two wolves in me. One's bad, one is good. Stop feeding the bad one.
Well, then, yeah, other than that, I think you do mention Taekwondo. Was that because you do? Is it Taekwondo that you do?
Not anymore, but that was what I used to do.
Yeah, okay, good. And then crappy paintings by Van Gogh.
I don't know why I came for Van Gogh.
I'm going to say it's for the rhyme. I'm going to say it's for Taekwondo Van Gogh.
Possibly, but like, I really like Van Gogh.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? I think people say like what selling out is.
Mm.
But I also think that selling out can just be like going against your morals for convenience.
Oh, definitely.
Like, yeah. It doesn't have to be a money thing.
Yeah.
Sold out. For fucking the rhyme. I was such a slave to the rhyme.
Totally.
That seems to be a recurring theme in
my
music.
We've all been there, yeah. And then, of course, that whole thing leads to the next verse, which ends...
Is this where we talk about it?
You've told me about this line before. Because
have I?
Because I think we were talking about like blood types and stuff, and you're like, I know my blood type because I talked about it in a song.
See, I don't know if this is actually my blood type.
Oh,
it might be. I'm pretty sure I asked my dad, but he might have said, I don't know.
For those wondering what the line is that we were referencing, in the vein of Taekwondo and Van Gogh, his blood type obviously is type O.
True.
I
really enjoy that the whole premise of that is obviously this is all true, or I don't know myself head to toe. By the way, I'm going to prove this by saying my blood type, which is blood type O.
Which I'm made of.
Well, yeah, it's like that may or may not be true. Like, unintentionally, I've undone the entire point of what I was doing.
Like the back of my hand.
Yeah. Jeez-ums.
Are you still going with your good? Let's get some.
I have a few more good.
Let's get some good back into here.
For some reason, first real guitar solo.
Yes.
Under that, it says it goes for a smidge too long.
Yeah.
I'd say it goes for two times as long as it should go.
Sure.
I like that when it's got a problem, let it go. The music drops out for a second.
Yeah.
Like, but not all the music. It's a nice, it's subtle.
Yeah.
I'm learning the art of nuance.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is very new to this young boy. It's very almost a good song. It's like 90% there. I
totally, totally.
And I need more confidence in my singing, but pretty good singing.
Pretty good singing.
I'm like most of the way there to being a decent singer in
You're
this
almost
one.
There. I'd say it's almost you.
Yeah, that's the thing. This song feels like out of nowhere, just like a like if I released this song today, it would be like, that's not your best, but yeah. It'd be like, this makes sense in the context of your music.
Yeah.
Which is odd. That's an odd feeling because this is 10 years old.
Sure.
And like, it's just like a nugget of who I was going to be amongst an ocean of just like weird, shitty songs.
Totally. Totally.
But they are all threads in the tapestry that made me who I am. Yeah. So.
It's in any rough, there are diamonds.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Or pineapples.
Or pineapples.
Zane shaking his head.
I mean, that's true. There could be a rough that just has no diamonds. You're right. It's just all rough all the way down.
I mean, that would be pretty rough. I heard there were diamonds. Oh,
I'm
God.
Mining for nothing.
That's all my good.
Mining for nothing would be a good like band name or song name.
I think Mining for Nothing is a good 90s band name. It'd be a good album name.
Yeah. It's very Bowling for Soup. That's probably what I'm thinking of.
True, true.
Yeah.
Do you have good or do you have bad?
Well, I, of course, have questions and thoughts, as I did last time.
True.
I've dug through most of them just through conversation.
Yeah.
That's how I do these. I don't, you know, this, then this, and this. I spark a conversation, put it naturally in my...
some of us have social difficulties, James. Man, if we could just hold a baton and I'd be like, I'm going to say the good points. This thing was good. This thing was good. This thing was good. And then I give it to you and you're like, yes, thank you. I agree with those. These thing was good. This thing was good. And then you give it to me. I'm like, now it's time for the bad points. Like that would be very,
what a podcast.
Very comfortable. And
it would be very structured in debating. I used to debate and, in debating, signposting is one of the high, like you do well in your speech if you're signposting everything. So you're saying, well, I'll explain.
You were about to say it. I can see the words coming out of your mouth. I just want to be included, James. All
right. If you well signpost your...
What is that? I'm sorry, carry on. Sorry.
Well, it's essentially, it's...
I won't do it again, I promise.
All right. So if I'm... signposting this right now, I'd say, and now I'm about to say the explanation for signposting, and I would go into the explanation for signposting. So it's like, so my first point tonight is this, and because of this feeds into the wider goal. That was my first point. Now moving on to my second point, which is this. I say a sentence that describes it. I move on, elaborate on that sentence, summarize at the end of it what that was, what my point was, and move on to my next point. It comes in handy, but I digress. What is your point?
Well, I have some bad feedback.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like for you personally, like I've received some negative feedback and I would like to discuss it here today.
No, Alex sounds like he smells bad. No. What the intro, chronic depression.
Yeah, not really a good sort of...
I don't know if I was intending it to be like a slap in the face, but it is. If I meant it to be, then well done.
And the question too, just like, have you ever heard?
Yes, Alex, we have. it implies that I know that I kept the diary. We've talked about my diary. Mm-hmm. And I think that at some point in the diary, I was like, I think I have depression because I remembered I showed it to my parents and my mum cried. So that's a nice memory that I had. Sorry, mom. Woof.
Oops.
That was 10 years ago. This is my brand now. the effect that I have on the guitar, the rhythm guitar, really screams out in certain frequencies. It's like that, you know, like the wah sound is like, wah, 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 like the strumming sound.
Yeah.
It's like, it's got like a flanging effect kind of thing where it's going through the frequencies and there are just like some little spikes.
The spikes,
where
yeah.
It just screams out. This was before I ever learned how to EQ anything.
Mm.
And I do not learn to EQ for the entirety of these albums.
Right.
Maybe towards the end of the last one, I start dabbling. But even with the stuff I put out on YouTube, before I started going to university and learning music production, it was always like I'll give this one a crack, but sometimes I'd be like, it sounds fine. And I just put it out without any EQ because it's hard and boring.
Well, that's the thing is like now more so in kind of a few years into you releasing music, it's kind of more of the nitty gritty stuff like EQ that probably people don't care about or people don't, if they would only really know about it if it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to like, oh, I didn't really figure out how to sing until 3 years into it.
Yeah.
Like,
true. Also true.
We're getting down to the stuff that like people wouldn't even think of.
But it is the stuff that subconsciously that makes people be like, oh, this is
professional.
Yeah. It's the difference between good and great.
Yeah. You're right.
The nitty gritty.
No, absolutely.
And I still have trouble with the gritty and the nitty. Rhyming down with down, it's pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
And until a few moments ago, we weren't even sure if button down was a phrase. So that was bad. Guitar solo goes too long. The vocal takes cut together very obviously, which confuses me because I would have done them all in the one session. It's possible. Oh, that's a thing. It's possible that I recorded them in one setting, in one session with one microphone setting.
Sure.
And then listened to it later and was like, oh, I don't like that. And then recorded the pickup takes.
Yep.
And then, you know, obviously
splice them together.
Yeah. And the room sound would have been different. Yeah. So that's interesting. A little bit of foresight and hindsight, sight of any kind.
Just sight.
Man, like the lyrical content of this song suggesting that I'm like, I'm aware that I'm being a bit of a shit. And then the music being better and like singing better and trying to be a bit more like mindful. I don't know what happened. I just seemed to grow up a bit.
Yeah.
Should we talk about trips out to the picture show?
Please. Yes, please. So this is another, but nevertheless, or just like, you know, weird voice Alex kind of chiming in as though there's like another you in the room who just like, let me put in a lyric. And like you let him in for one line. And he's just like, and trips to the picture show.
It could have not been in there. Or I could have done a different voice.
Yeah.
Like whenever I said 99% good, that was the 1% that I had in my mind. The trips out to the picture show.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I'm so tired. I'm so tired of being embarrassed. I want to have the big reaction, but I'm so tired, James. I'm so tired. Fuck. What are your thoughts on it, if any? Is that just it?
About that particular line?
Yeah.
Trips out to the picture show?
It ruined a good song.
It's
unquestionably.
Well, that's the thing, is like, we talk about how this is like a good song and on brand for you, but we needed that little bit of High School Alex. It wouldn't have been the same without that little bit of High School Alex.
That's true.
Just putting in his input.
What could I have thought? What could I have been thinking that made me think that?
Well, okay. I can't answer that question, obviously.
Well, I'm asking a theorist because I got nothing.
Yeah.
I lived this life and I don't know why I did this.
It's in the similar vein to what you do earlier in the song, which is... you know, there's kind of, sorry about that corny line. And like, this is another one. There's another in, I've lost it.
Nah.
I've gone. Nah. I'm trying so hard to justify why you've said trips out to the picture show in a funny voice in the middle of this rap song.
Is it till then? I guess I'll have to try and cut the damn water supply. And oh, this is all cliche, I know. It's bitchy one even so.
Yeah.
Oh man. What am I doing? I guess that's, well, actually, oh, you know the theory. Oh, actually,
sorry, I found what it was.
Okay.
In this jam session. Well, rap session. See, it's personality is what I think at the end of the day. It's like, I'm going to put, it's a little bit of pure Alex in here that is not rap. It's just me going, well, I'm having a jam session. Well, actually, I'm going to stop you there.
Session.
It's a bit of a rap session, actually. If you'll see what I did there.
I realized the key to everything about this, it is a rap. It's not a song. Mm-hmm. It's not me packaging it. It's not me putting metaphors on it. This is literally just me speaking in rhyme to the audience.
Yeah.
Speaking, not even like singing that much. Just like, I'm just speaking. So maybe the reason that this one is so inherently me is because it's the most me, you know? Like, I'm not hiding behind metaphors or anything. I'm just talking.
You're just talking.
Damn.
Once you strip back the, you know, music, what's left?
Damn.
Just you, just your heart.
My mind is blown.
Could be that.
I think it is. I mean, I've realized I'm very bad at yes and. Listening to this podcast makes me realize how bad I am at yes and.
What do you mean?
Like the example recently, I was listening back to the episode one.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, we could have, that could be our new catchphrase. And I was like, no, I don't want to do it. And you're like, okay. And I should have just rolled with it.
Yeah, but if we did that, you know, I could just be like, trips to the picture show should be our new catchphrase. And you'd have to say yes.
True.
You'd be forced to go with along with my bad ideas.
True. I guess it is 2019. I found that there is one other person who is using 2019 year hashtag. Hashtag 2019, hashtag year of the spine. He's using both of them.
Oh, cool.
And it is a skateboarder.
Oh, yes.
And I only saw two videos. I think they might be bad at skateboarding. And I think the thing is that they're like,
Wait, hold on. Did
you know,
they,
being brave, learning to skateboard.
Because of us or because...
No, God, no. Okay, fuck no. Right. Obviously, no.
Well, I just thought if they're listening and you're like, yeah, and he's pretty bad. And it's like, oh.
Oh, no, I don't think they're listening.
Okay.
But maybe they've had like a hectic surgery on their spine.
I was thinking this.
Yeah, that could be the truth.
Because like they're a skateboarder. They've probably broken their back
a million times. That's a good point. I took it to mean, like what are the odds that a back surgery would coincidentally align with a year that rhymes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there aren't any spine surgeries this year.
No, there are none. That's the rules.
That's the rule. It's 2019. So that's the only way we can reference spines for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We're on the same page.
Do you have more thoughts about this song?
If I can sense you wanting to leave.
We'll wrap this up.
It's about leaving high school, Eminem, a lot of pain.
A lot of pain.
And that's all I got.
There is a lot of pain. Were you really feeling this like strongly and like, did you have chronic depression, etc.?
Yeah, I think this was around when I got diagnosed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was the most you.
Yeah.
And like even, because the reason when it was song that like, was bad or whatever is that you had to fit the rhyming structure and you had to like maneuver your thoughts in such a way that it had to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, sorry. No. Yeah. 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 Go on.
Well, I think I tried to hide behind my lyrics a lot and I didn't want to make it too obvious.
Yes. Yeah. This is you saying, actually, I'm going to use, well, you've used the word depression before, but this is you saying like, this is me, you know, I have to admit to this. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I also mentioned about how I ask you to excuse my discretion.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of faff because sharing my feelings makes people mad.
Yeah.
So I think it was me saying that I felt like I couldn't be completely honest in my music. Because it would get me in trouble.
Sure.
So I think this is pretty much me being like, hey, have you heard of depression? Well, I'm going to be honest with you and it's going to be a rap.
Yeah.
But I have it and times are tricky for me.
Yeah. It goes really, you go so far as to say that the world is going to be better without you.
Life will pick up when I go.
Yeah. It's leaving high school.
Yeah. I understand that, but we did talk about it is the thing.
No, we talked about the episode. We talked about I have months left.
Life will pick up when I go. And I've only got months to go. Oh, yeah. Life will pick up when I go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, true.
Life will pick up when I'm not in it.
True, true.
Things are going to be better when I'm not here.
I mean, maybe.
It's not true. Don't say maybe as if it's true because it's not, but like.
No, I don't mean maybe as if it's true, but like maybe that's what I meant.
Maybe that's what you were thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I meant leaving high school.
Will make things better for you.
Yeah, because life is bad.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it is that and it's not the alternative.
Yeah. I mean, how wrong I was. What a young person thing to think that when you leave high school.
Right.
Like, I love how blissfully unaware I was that I was capturing such a beautiful time capsule.
Yeah.
Of just the fact that just everyone does think that just like when I leave high school, everything's going to get better.
Yeah.
I know that these are going to be the worst years of my life. Things are going to be so much better and I'm going to be really tall and like muscly and I'm going to like look like an adult and I'm going to have lots of money coming in. I'm going to move out and I'm going to eat whatever I want and I'm going to get married and it's going to be great. I'm going to tour Australia in a camper van. You know?
Well, I mean, you can eat whatever you want. So
I do.
It's not all bad. Some things, you know, some things came true.
I love how in line with my actual life that interaction was. Like, well, you can eat whatever you want. Oh, but I did. Oh, geez. 2013. What a fat young man I was.
Boy. 2013. Take us back.
Yeah. Well, that's tragedy. That's tragedy year.
True. Okay. So that was your final year of high school. You wrote tragedy.
No, 2013 was...
Oh, sorry, 2013 was... Okay, so I thought you were saying 2013 was when you... I forgot what year you'd graduated high school, which was 2009.
Yeah. So, no, it's happening. I'm having the thought. I graduated high school 10 years ago.
Oh, you did it.
Oh, it happened. Oh, God.
I graduated primary school 10 years ago. So, you know, we're on the same page. We're like the same... We're not so different, you and I. Two sides of the same coin.
Oh, man. I'm glad we got that on tape.
that was genuine. That was 100% genuine.
God. All right. We're good.
Is that our episode? Do you have more? Is that like the way you want to cap that off?
Yeah, I guess, right? All right. Like, what else is there after
that? Sick. Cool. That was great. Oh, boy.
What? Oh, man. Really? This one? So I have a new single out.
No, that's good. We get to bring it up to a high again.
It's a triumph for me.
Yes. This is a triumph for
now
you.
Now that I'm 10 years out of high school and all.
You're 10 years out of high school and you're releasing music and it's good.
It is good.
I know that the point of this podcast is to like reach out and pull you back into the depths. But the reason we do that...
Where's the aftercare? You got to bring me back, man. The reason we do that is... You can't leave me in the pit.
Is so we can like take you back out, take your head out of the water and show you that the world is
out of the pensieve.
Yeah.
I wanted so badly to make a meme of, it's Horace Slughorn when he's talking about Voldemort.
Yeah.
He's like, don't think badly of me. You have no idea what he was like even then. And then like taking the memory out.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a way to format it in a meme, but it was me talking about young Alex and then like bringing the song out and showing it to you as Harry Potter. I was like, it's so perfect, but I don't know how to do it.
We'll do it like the, we'll just have the screen caps and have the photoshopped faces.
Garbage day.
Exactly.
That was a good meme and no one fucking...
If we brought that back now...
I'm going to bring garbage day back. I worked hard on that.
Garbage day came out too early.
It was like a good meme.
We didn't have the bass.
Good quality meme.
User base.
You'll notice, like, you can see my heartbreak on the Instagram story because there was like all the memes and then garbage day and then garbage day wasn't well received and now it's like, okay, I'll make...
make different memes.
No, I was hurt before.
If you don't know what we're referencing, go back into our Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.
It is a clip.
What a good social media push.
From what is the movie?
I don't know.
But the clip is a popular meme from a movie where a guy walks out with a garbage tin and another man walks up with a gun and says, garbage day, shoots the other man.
It's dumb.
It's good. Go check that out.
Please do.
We'll be releasing more content.
Was it last episode where I promised to be less whiny and neurotic?
It was that one. That was the one. Yeah.
Cool.
So here's a new song.
A new song. So I released this on the 1st of March, but I have a single launch for it on the 16th of March. It's going to be at the Milk Factory. Sam Jewell, a touring musician from Sydney, is going to be there. Canyon Hall are going to be there. They've just had their EP release. And I will say... genuinely, it's gonna be huge and it's most likely gonna be almost completely sold out by the time this episode goes out. Oof. It's gonna be huge, big crowds for these people. It's gonna be great. You should be there. If you haven't already bought your ticket, please do. This next song is A Line. It's the Cowboy song. I had a song night at the Green Owl to see which song you guys wanted me to make next. And this was the one that was voted for. It's very dumb. I love it. I wanted the feeling to be, I don't know what's happening, but I like that it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to plug, James?
Not particularly. If you enjoy the show, find us on, as we said, Instagram, where My Song Suck, Facebook is My Song Suck. And all that fun stuff. But Twitter is My Song Suck.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Till that'll do it for us, folks.
Yeah. And I'm your man, Alex Smith. If you want to find any of my music anywhere.
Yeah, I thought we were doing, I'm your Malik Smith and I'm James Keir, but no, please go on.
Sorry, I didn't do the plug in the next episode that we have with the guest.
So you got a double plug this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that episode. That's going to be a really good episode. Episode 4.
Yeah, look forward to it. Yeah. I can't believe you're going to be interviewing a guest.
It's going to be me. It's going to be me, and actually it's just me. It's no one else.
It's only James.
It's me to a microphone. No, I am unfortunately absent next episode, but
it was a busy boy.
All the better for it.
And I don't want to put to bed any fucking thing if people think we're phasing James out. I needed Zane for episode one. We love Zane. James was unavailable for episode four.
I've seen you guys in the forums.
Yeah.
In the threads. Thinking about, they're saying, oh man, they're going to kick out James. No
trying to phase James out.
Sticking around.
It's true. That's, yeah. I just wanted to put that to bed because we don't really have a place to talk to you guys about this.
Oh, we do. I just mentioned all our social media platforms.
Oh yeah, true. I forgot about the Reddit, the subreddit.
Yeah, the active, the lively subreddit. And it's just us. Yeah. It's just like, did you guys check out the latest episode? Yeah, I did, Alex.
James, are you leaving the show? No, I'm not.
No, I'm cool, sticking around.
Cool, yeah, cool.
Nah, cool. Cool.
All right. I reckon that's as good a place as any to end this.
Yeah. We don't have a sign off, do we?
No.
You wanted songs. I'll give you songs. Once upon a time there was a woman made of fire and a man made of ice. And their love burned bright like the stars at night. But the stars don't always align. No, the stars don't always align. The man of ice was not always this way. Oh, he had a burning heart, but he traded it away to someone who showed him nothing but disdain. And his heart was not the same. Couldn't handle the pain. Now ice runs through his veins. And his love burned bright like the stars at night. But the stars don't always align. No, the stars don't always align. The woman of fire lives howling in the night. She was born into a world that didn't treat her right. Not the same. Couldn't handle the pain. So fire she became.